Stewie. Great to see you here in enemy territory, but it's a great way to end the season for the Moree Bulls Rugby Club in juniors. Tell us a little bit about the season for you.
Yeah, no, we've had a really good season. Started off over at Taz in the big under-12s carnival, and then worked our way through all the gala day, starting early May, and this has just been a great way to finish the season off.
What sort of numbers have we got in the various age groups? A lot of them in 6s, 8s and 10s, or a good spread throughout the age groups?
Look, it's not too bad a spread. We were in Moree, we were a little light on with 8s at sign-up, but they came through and we ended up having two teams. So we've got about 100 in the club in Moree entirely, which is similar to what Narrabri's got and most of the bigger clubs in the zone. And so it's sort of between that 20 and 30 per age group, so it's pretty good.
And these things don't run on air. Tell us a little bit about your sponsors who look after you and how they've been contributing to the club.
We needed new jerseys this year as well as some training shirts, so we just went out to the community sort of late last year and got $20,000. We got it from New Farm, we're one of our major sponsors. We got training shirts from Amara Dorpers, Moree Ag and Steel Supplies, Rhodes Kilda, Louis Dreyfus Commodities, Riggs Transport, Moree Car Spa. I think there's a few more there that we're probably missing. We also got Finagra for the jerseys, as well as McGregor Goulais. So no, we had a really good push within the community. It was great.
Yeah. You're the most north of the Central North Junior clubs. Is the travel really tough for you, especially when you need to get a place like Scone and Crindoy? Or is it all part of the fabric of playing, junior rugby and junior footy, in country New South Wales?
Look, I mean, it's a long way to go for us. I mean, as you know, Moree, so we're at the northern end, and it's 100 km is our closest game. But like I said, it's all part of doing it, I guess. And if the season works out and we don't have any washouts and we can have two games and a weekend off, it's part and parcel of it. And we understand we've got to travel. It'd be great if we come up with some ideas to have some closer games. But if we've got to travel, I guess we've got to travel.
Yeah. What about Walshy out of Elmina? I see he does a pretty good job when he gets up there.
Yeah, no, Walshy's great. Walshy is the development officer. When he comes up to training for us, he not only trains the kids, he also trains the coaches. When he does the under sixes at all the gala days, the kids just look up to him now. He's good for the game, Walshy, and good for Central North Rugby.
What do we need in the game? We've had all these attacks from allegedly other sports coming out and giving us a hard time, but what do we need? Do we need to see more players, or we need to see more development officers on the ground, or what do we need to see?
I actually think it's development officers on the ground. That's what we need. We need to support junior rugby a hell of a lot more. Like, a town like Moree, we can go out and we can get our sponsorship to pay for the jerseys and the water bottles and the training shirts, but some of the smaller clubs really struggle, so we need to... The more kids you can get out there, the easier it is to get sponsors, the easier it is to run the game, and the healthier it is in under-8s, the healthier it'll be when they put the gold on.
Yeah, and what about support up top from the club there, from Kingy and the like? They come out on Thursday afternoons and they've been doing a bit of work there with some of the players?
Yeah, no, we've always had great support from the seniors, and they help us out and we help them out. We like to try and have a local derby day. If we can on a Saturday, like when Moree plays Narrabri, and we help them out of the gate, they help us out at our carnival, they come and cook barbecues, they referee for us, we work really well together with the senior clubs.
Yeah. Thanks for your time, Stuart. We wish you all the best moving forward.